A young couple got a part-time job at a funeral home. And during one of the times off, the husband got sick in the hospital. And the nurse came over and said, "You have to speak with the doctor." And the doctor said, "Your husband has just kidney stones, but he won't be able to work for a while." And the wife said, "I better call the funeral home." And the nurse said, "He's not that bad." It's very easy to misunderstand things that are spoken and to even misunderstand our own life. In today's gospel, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God has different standards." We sing in the Slujba Bozha the very first words, "Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever." And the people respond with the Hebrew word of affirmation, "Amen, I agree with that." And greatness comes with service. Even Martin Luther King, in his struggle for social justice, always says, "Everyone can be great because everyone can serve." And it's very easy among adults. What makes you great? Power, authority, celebrity. What makes you great among young people? How many people like me on all the applications I have? How many people text me? How often people contact me? How often my phone rings is an affirmation of who I am? Short-sighted, misguided for adults and children alike. You should ask yourself the question, have I helped someone who was rejected by everyone else? Have I stood up for someone that was being made fun of? Have I looked at my power and authority, my money and my health, and said to myself, how am I to use this to serve others? When the apostles asked Jesus, forget about your suffering, let's skip that over. When you come in glory, can we be the two people on your right and your left who have all that power and control? And Jesus says, you have misunderstood everything. I have come to serve you. True worship of God is you and I doing everything right, becoming good people. And we call God Father for a reason, because every parent, when they look at their child, feel joy and happiness when that child is healthy, happy, and a good human being. How often I remind everyone, life is fair. The goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. And every time you serve other people, you say, what a beautiful way to become a great person. I have 5 million likes, but are you better? Everyone wants to talk to me, but are you a better human being? Do not confuse popularity with greatness, or celebrity with greatness. No one will ever be as well known as cancer is, but no one wants to be cancer. Everyone wants to be loved. Well, Saint Francis said it best, better in this life to love than to be loved, because when you are kind and loving to another person, that changes you. When someone else loves you, sometimes they are changed, but we remain the same. So, as a Christian, remember, you have health, you have money, you have power, you have authority. People know you, people like you. But to serve is to be great. How can I serve other people today? Slava Isusu Christum.